When Moses asked God, Allahumma arani, let me see you. My God, he said, oh, you cannot see me. He said, oh, please, please, please. He said, it's the Messiah. I'll show myself to the mountain. And I always remember that. Remember, he said, good for the mountain. Poor Moses. Because Moses, out of fear, stumbled on the air, but the mountain started to dance because mountain exploded. Remember, he said, that's an explosion of ecstasy and joy. I wish I was that. So he could talk to anyone. He could talk to you. He will talk to you. He talks to all of us. But clean your ears. So let's go back some phrases and hear what that cotton is in your ears. Because this is serious. People, if you don't take it off, you will not really listen. Let's hear it. Go back 57. Whosoever is perplexity is...
Whosoever in perplexity is sorely troubled, God has spoken the riddle into his ear, that he may imprison him in two thoughts. Shall I do what he told, or the contrary thereof? From God also one side obtains the preponderance, and from that quarter he chooses one of the two. If thou wouldst not have the mind of thy spirit in perplexity, do not stuff this cotton wool into thy spiritual ear, so that thou mayest understand those riddles of his, so that thou mayest apprehend the secret sign and the ogre. Then the spiritual ear becomes the place where wahi descends. What is wahi? A speech hidden from sense perception. The spiritual ear and eye are other than this sense perception. The ear of reason and the ear of opinion are destitute of this. The word compulsion made me impatient for love's sake, while it confined in compulsion him who is not a lover.
Mm-hmm. What was this verse speak to you? What did it mean? What does that mean? The word compensation made me impatient. Nobody used that word. Did you? Anybody said compensation?
Compulsion, whatever.
It's jab. And nobody talked about jab. Or did someone? You logical people. What is the best kind of knowledge to you? Algebra. Because you are Jabri. What is Jab? Jab in one hand means algebra, means the rule. And that's what you are. You believe in rules. Remember? You don't understand the exceptions. Scientific rules. And Jab is force. Forcing somebody to do something. That's Jab. And believers of reality, to us non-believers. Non-believers, what do they think about life? What is going to happen will happen. And you could do nothing about it. Right? That's algebra. That's jab. What is wrong about Jack? Listen, he talks about it. We reflected upon it for two or three sessions when he said, listen, when something goes right, you will take the credit, you will see your power in it. But when something doesn't go your way, suddenly you will become Jackie and you will say, I was forced, or it was forced on me. I could do nothing about it. This is what it is. This is my nature. You know why I kill people? Child abuse. I was abused when I was a child. Therefore, I'm criminal. This is the way you think. This is Jabri. Here nobody talks about the dream. We say the word is boring me. Suddenly I'm restless of this word because I know it's in your brain. You don't talk about it. He knows that all of you listening to all this, logically you are listening and saying, this will make me impatient. Listen carefully, because here Umar is not talking. The messenger is not talking. Rumi is talking. Stopping the story, I will say, oh, I became impatient because you believe in rules. Listen, what I explained, I was explaining to you that if you keep your inner eyes clean, ears clean, God will talk to you. By that, I didn't mean what you thought. Means that, okay, I clean it up, and he will talk to me whenever he pleases, right? So it's open to him. So I'm nobody, again, I'm the passive one. So it will be done to me. No, it's not like that. I'm talking about being with something, not relating to something. When I say God will talk to you, for you means that there will be an email sent from him to you, a message compressed, handed to you, you open it up. This is not it. I'm talking about connecting. Means touching each other. I'm not talking about he giving something to you. I'm talking about touch. I'm talking about something different. Let's hear that something different.
This is union with God, and it is not compulsion.
You see, it's union with God, not compulsion. Means this is not that God will talk to you with a big voice like that, that you do that. We're talking about touching each other, somehow connecting. Yes?
This is the shining forth of the moon. This is not a cloud. And if this be compulsion, it is not the compulsion of the vulgar. It is not the compulsion of the evil commanding self-will. O son, they know compulsion in whose hearts God has opened the sight. To them the unseen things of the future become manifest. To them recollection of the past becomes naught. Their free will and compulsion is different. In oyster shells, drops are pearls.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's try this. First he said, okay, what I'm talking about, when I talk about the relationship, you remember about the slave band there, what I explained? He said, when I'm talking about the relationship, normally you think about something happening to you. And somebody should give something to you. Or maybe somebody will take away something. Like that. This is not what we are talking about. We are talking being with Hap. Not being with God. Being with Hap means always being beside the Hap. This is something which is not the way you express it, which has nothing to do with forcing someone or somebody dominating someone else. Even if it is, it's not the way the vulgar language could explain it. Okay, let's say this is another kind of algebra, because you don't get it. When I say it's beyond the algebra, you think another kind of algebra. Okay, it's another kind of algebra. It's not the kind you think. What kind is this? This is the kind of algebra that when will happen to the people, they will be transformed. First of all, the God will open the eye of their heart. Then what will happen to them? First of all, invisible.